The US Embassy has updated its advice to their citizens travelling to Ireland, warning them to keep a low profile and to avoid walking alone, especially at night. A 57-year-old man from Washington, D.C. remains in Beaumont Hospital after a serious assault on Dublin Store Street last week. However, the Irish Tourist Assistance Service says the vast majority of their referrals relate to theft, and attacks on tourists are relatively rare. A short time ago, we spoke to Lisa Kennedy, CEO of the Tourist Assistance Service, and I began by asking her for her reaction to the advice issued by the US Embassy.
Gavin, this is very much in line with our own advice that we issue through our Safety Tips for Tourists guide, which has been available for a number of years and is very much along the lines of kind of gentle reminders to tourists on the best measures to protect their personal belongings and their own personal safety, you know, when they're overseas and out of their own environment. It's kind of what we do ourselves to ensure that the best advice to tourists is made available. And obviously, if something does go wrong, then ITAS is there to assist if necessary.
Tell us about the referrals that you typically get.
So we would very much deal with very opportunistic thefts. So when tourists are out and about, you know, as they are when they're abroad socialising and restaurants and visitor attractions, perhaps passports or their bag are stolen. So they'll be left without the means to support themselves, perhaps because credit cards and their cash could be stolen. So we would, our staff and volunteers would take the time to speak to them and see what has happened and offer reassurance information and guidance. We work with our contacts in the industry to quickly resolve the problems, such, you know, as a card cancellation or stolen travel documents. So we would be liaising with embassies and insurance companies and that sort of thing. And it's really much to very quickly get them back to enjoying their holiday as quickly as possible.
I see from your annual report for 2022 that almost all of the requests for help that you've had have come from Dublin.
Yes, we are, while we are in a kind of a nationwide service, the majority of incidents that are referred to us come from Dublin. We're located in Dublin. We've located in Pier Street Garda Station, and we'll soon be opening an office in O'Connell Street Garda Station. And I suppose it's also to bear in mind that many millions of tourists come, they arrive in Dublin and spend the first perhaps few days in Dublin. So it's perhaps then not surprising that the majority of incidents do occur in Dublin.
How is this year compared with previous years so far?
So in, I suppose, going back to 2019, which would be kind of obviously before the pandemic occurred, we assisted over 1,000 tourists. I think it was 1,024 tourists. So this year to date, we have dealt with 621 tourists. So I suppose we'll probably be very much in line with the 2019 statistics. Last year, when we were just getting kind of everybody was getting back on their feet, we dealt with 675 tourists, which would be kind of below average for us. It would anywhere between 900 and 1,000 tourists that we would usually see each year.
Do we know how we compare with other countries?
Would you believe that most countries don't calculate tourist statistics? They just have general crime figures, that they don't break them down to tourists. So Ireland is one of the only countries that do that. And we're also one of the only countries that offer this free service, which is our service, the Irish Tourist Assistance Service. We're the only dedicated tourist service in Europe offering this specialist support to tourists who get into difficulties.
That's Lisa Kennedy, CEO of the Irish Tourist Assistance Service.